time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
in everything give thanks.
Inu gbogbo e ma dupe.
Why?
Kinidi.
Because the Bible says,
Tori Bibeli wipe,
all things work together for good.
Ohun gbogbo ni sise po fun rere.
To them that love God.
Wo awon to fe Oluwa.
Is there anybody here tonight who loves God?
Jari anikan bi to nife Olorun bi.
If you love him, go ahead and praise him.
So ba fe tesiwaju ko yin.
Praise him whatever may be your situation.
Yin ko si ohun to le mo la koja lowo lowo bayi.
Praise him.
Yin.
Because everything will work out for your good.
Ori ohun gbogbo ni yo sise fun rere re ni ko ba.
Give him all glory.
Bi gbogbo ogun.
Give him all honor.
Bi gbogbo alabun.
Give him all adoration.
Bi gbogbo ijuba fun.
Bless his holy name.
Oruko mi mo re.
It's worthy to be praised.
Oloye lati mo yin.
It's worthy to be adored.
Oloye lati mo juba.
No one like him. Give him all the glory. Praise him. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you love him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We're going to thank him more.
How do you see?
Because when he says, in everything give thanks, he's saying to those who are in joy that they must give thanks so that their joy will not become sorrow. And he's saying to those who are in sorrow to give thanks so that their sorrow can become joy. Are you in joy? Give thanks. Are you in sorrow? Give thanks. Let's give thanks a little more. Let's praise him more. Let's give him all glory. Let's bless him. He's the source of our joy. And he's the only one who can change our sorrow to joy. Let's praise him. Let's give him all glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, I cannot go through life alone. Father,
Baba,
please be with me.
Let's
talk to the Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lift your voice to him and say, Father, I can't bear my burdens alone. Send help to me. Let's talk to the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And lift your voice to him and say, Father, you are the controller of tomorrow. Please take my hand and lead me on. Let's talk to the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And you lift your voice to him and say, Father, you are the great physician. Heal everyone tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
And I want you to talk to God yourself. And say, Father, encourage me tonight. Encourage me tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
So let's go before our Maker.
and worship
the only one who can do all things.
I just need for any caution now to let show you.
There is none holy as the Lord. As the Lord.
There is none
Hallelujah.
bless your holy name.
Ọba ogo abuko orukọ mimọ rẹ.
There I am that I am.
Emi ni ti n jẹ emi ni.
The ancient of days.
Arugbo ọjọ jọjọ.
The alpha.
Alifa.
The omega.
Omega.
The beginning.
Ibere.
The ending.
Ati opin.
The one who is.
Eni to ti wa.
The one who was.
Eni to fi gba kan wa.
The one who is to come.
Eni na to n ba wa.
The almighty.
Olorun Olodumare.
Glory be to your holy name.
Oruko mimo re.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo fun oruko mimo re.
Thank you for January.
Adupe fun osu kini.
Thank you for February.
Adupe fun osu keji.
Thank you for March.
Adupe fun osu keta.
Thank you for April.
Adupe fun osu kerin.
Thank you for May.
Adupe fun osu karun.
Thank you for Nigeria.
Adupe fun Nigeria.
Thank you for the past election.
Adupe fun awon idibo to ti koja.
Thank you for answered prayers.
Adupe pe dawon awon adura wa.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Adupe wa ni oruko Jesu.
Tonight.
Ni ale yi.
In the lives of everybody here present.
Ni inu aye olukuluku to peju pese si bi.
Do something new.
E sowon otun.
Do something special.
E sowon ara.
Do something miraculous.
E sowon iyanu.
Do something glorious.
E sowon ologo.
Answer all prayers by fire.
E fi na dahun gbogbo adura.
Heal everybody here today.
E wo gbogbo wa san nibi ni ale yi.
Set every captive free.
E tu gbogbo nde sile.
Let our joy be full.
Je ki ayo wa kokun.
All those who are rejoicing.
Gbogbo awon tan yo.
Don't let their joy become sorrow.
A se je ki ayo won ko di ibanuje.
All those who are in sorrow.
Adan be ninu ibanuje.
Change their sorrow to joy.
E yi ibanuje won pada si ayo.
Change their mourning to dancing.
Ẹti ọ̀fọ̀ wọn sí ijó.
Father.
Baba.
Answer our prayers tonight.
Ẹ dáhùn àwọn àdúrà wa ní alẹ́ yìí.
Save souls tonight.
Ẹ gba àwọn ọkànlá ní alẹ́ yìí.
Prove your almightiness tonight.
Ẹ jẹ́wọ́ títóbi àti alágbára yín ní alẹ́ yìí.
Glorify your name tonight.
Ẹyin orúkọ yín lógo ní alẹ́ yìí.
Let your favor shine upon us tonight.
Ẹ kí ojú rere rẹ kó tàn sórí ayé wa ní alẹ́ yìí.
At the end of everything.
Lópin ohun gbogbo.
Take all the glory.
Ẹ gba gbogbo ògo.
I decree tonight.
Mo fa ni ase ni ale yi.
Anyone who is blocking your way.
To di oju ona aye yin.
To marriage.
Si bi igbeyawo.
If they don't lose you tonight.
Si mo ba tun isile ni ale yi.
Before the next Holy Ghost service.
Mo to di se mo ti bo.
We shall bury them.
A o gbe won si ami.
Six months later, the girl was married.
Nígbà tí oṣù mẹ́fà ó fi pé lẹ́yìn ọjọ́ tí wọ́n wá yìí, ọmọbìnrin ti lọ sílé ọkọ.
Bondage.
Ide.
And many times we don't even know where the bondage is coming from.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ọgbà lákò tilẹ̀ kí mọ bí tí wọ́n ti fi okùn fa ìdè yìí wọnú ayé ẹni.
At that times, it could be as a result of a curse.
Ní ìgbà mìíràn ẹ̀wẹ̀, ó lè jẹ́ eré di ègún ló fà á.
You know, the purpose of a curse.
Eredi ti egun ma n mu so lowo.
When someone is cursed.
Nigba ta ba fi enikan ta gegun fun.
Is that all forces will begin to work against that fellow until the fellow is completely destroyed.
O ni pe gbogbo ipa yo bere si mo se lodi si eni yi to fi di pe titi a o fi paru eni be run.
When you read Deuteronomy 28.
Nigba ba ka iwe Deuteronomy orikeji din ni ogbon.
Verse 62.
Ese keji le ni ogota.
Deuteronomy 28.
Iwe Deuteronomy orikeji le ni ogbon.
Verse 62.
Ese keji le ni ogota.
And you read the same Deuteronomy 28.
Eka Deuteronomy orikeji le ni ogbon yi kana.
Verse 24.
Ese kerin le ni ogun.
You will see that the purpose of a curse is to wipe out somebody.
Eri pe redi egun ni pe lati pa enikan ka yoju e kuro lawujo.
So if a curse had been pronounced on a family.
Tori na baba ti wa fi ebi kan gegun.
Since the only way the family can continue to expand is by their children getting married.
Niwọn igba to je pe ona ti ebi le fi mo gba feju ko mo gboro si ni pe ki awon omo won ma lo sile oko ko ma faya.
Is that none of them will be able to marry?
Oni pe ko se ike inu won ti o le loko tabi laya.
They can't marry, they can't reproduce.
Ti won ba fe ra, don ba fe elomiran kon lo sile oko tabi kon laya, won o le bimo.
If they don't reproduce,
ti won ba bimo ti won.
Steadily the family will decline.
Ni si sentele, ebi na yo ma jo ajo reyin.
But thank God. According to Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says Christ has delivered us from the curse of the law. And I decree tonight, every curse upon your families shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Father. But two Fridays ago, we had a Holy Ghost service in London. We're discussing very serious topic. And suddenly I heard God say that there's someone in the congregation. God said, life is returning to your toes now. I was wondering what has toes got to do with all we are discussing. Until it was testimony time. And we heard of a man. I think he came all the way from Spain. He heard that there was going to be a Holy Ghost service. But one of his toes was hurting him very badly. So badly that he couldn't wear shoes. And he decided he must go to the Holy Ghost service. So he came to the Holy Ghost service barefooted. And God picked him out of that huge crowd. And sent healing to the
toes.
Now the reason I'm telling you that story is because God says, there is someone here tonight. Life is returning to your joints. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will cause you to swim in the river of my pleasure. Now, another spiritual reason, why people don't get married when they should, is evil covenants. Some children, when they are born, are covenanted to evil forces. As a result of which, when they grow up, the evil forces begin to follow them around.
They
are covenanted to some evil forces who will now say to any man who wants to look in their direction, this one belongs to me.
And then what if you want one no matter who, but you are bad IP at Pabu, they put any canny lock on the way. How on my woe, but you have a woe, could you rebel me? Oh, Mulu, Winchester, or Lori, and it's only.
I've told you this story.
What is right enough for you?
Of a woman who had four daughters, and not a single one of them is married. Nobody even came to say, how now? And she came and said, pray for me, I want my children to marry.
Oh, wow, she's a way back draft for me, but I'm up in me, Lord, your call.
And I wanted to pray. When God said, don't worry yourself. Ask her what she has done with her daughters. After a lot of dodging the question, She said she had covenanted them to the Ifa oracle.
Olohun ti fi won la, ohun ti fun won gege bi aya fun Ifa.
All four of them.
Amerin ohun ti fi won loko fun, ohun ti fi won fun Ifa gege bi aya.
So that when people wanted to come, the Ifa oracle said, "This one is my own, go away."
Ori na bi awon eyan gidi ba fe wa ninu aye Ifa emi Ifa so pe to e ma ya be ohun lo npa lele.
But thank God, the word of God says.
Dupa dupe lodo Olorun oro re wipe
in Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 18. Isaiah 28. Verse 18. The Bible says, any evil covenant shall be disannulled. Isaiah 49. Verse 24 to 26. Isaiah 49. Verse 24 to 26. The Bible says, even the lawful captive shall be set free. Every evil covenant that
have
been entered into on your behalf by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cancel them today in Jesus' name. I'm sure you also remember the story of another girl who came to me and said that a brother came and said, I'm the one God is saying.
Oh, to Baba, what does a way Arakuni Koto Wakuni Ulolon with Bokum fair?
Thank you, Father.
Eshe Baba.
The Lord said, there's a young man here.
Oluwani Odokuni Kombeni no Agweru.
You used to lead the class.
Iwaloma Beba Roke, Nikilasi, Renibakano.
But now you are almost at the bottom of the class.
Bayi obe je pe ta ba mu ipo kini lati eyin ibe lo ti bere ni isin.
The Lord asked me to tell you the tide will turn.
Amen. Oluwa ni ka so fun o pe ibi yo yi pada fun o.
And so this girl said, I've got a man that I'm going to marry.
Omo bring so pe o ti roko ti won fe o.
I said, congratulations.
Oni mo mo ki o ku orire o mo bo yo.
No. Not congratulations. I have a problem. What's the problem? He said, my father told me that when I was born, I was dedicated to mommy water. And I must never marry. That if I dare marry, on the day of wedding, the husband will die. And I don't want to be the cause of the death of any fellow. I
say,
is that it? That's no problem. I have a God who is bigger than any mommy water. Anyway, we pray the simple prayer. We cancel the covenant. And I didn't see her for a while. Then one day, I was invited to come and preach in a church. And I saw the girl breastfeeding a baby. I looked at her, I said, do you remember me, sir? I said, of course. You are the mommy water girl. I said, and where is the brother? And he pointed at one handsome young man. Every evil force that is laying claim to any of you, they will leave you alone today. So that brings me to our text. The woman with the issue of blood. She had all these problems we have been talking about and
more.
She was physically sick. Socially, she was regarded as unclean. Financially, she was destitute. Spiritually, she was bound.
And anyone in those days suffering from a kind of problem is regarded as someone who is under a curse.
Ani enikeni to ba nwa laru isoro to birin yin la koja ni igba ti aye ti re awon aye a so pe o nbe labe egun kan.
But one day,
sugbon ni ojo kan,
heaven moved for her.
Ani se ni orun dase wonu irin nitori re.
She heard that Jesus was passing by.
O gba pe Jesu n koja lo.
She came.
O wa
touched the hem of his garment.
For what kind of assurance?
And all her problems were solved. In one single day.
Ni ojo kan sopere.
Malachi chapter 4.
Iwe Malachi ori kerin.
Verse 2.
Ese keji.
Malachi chapter 4.
Iwe Malachi ori kerin.
Verse 2.
Ese keji.
Says, unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healings in his wings. Unto them that fear my name, unto them that belong to me, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. And just one touch from his wings, and there will be total healing. She touched the hem of the garment of Jesus
Christ.
She was healed. She was delivered. The devourers were silenced. And God did even more for her than she expected. Number one, God located her in the crowd. The searchlight of the Almighty God pointed at her. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. He said, those who seek in darkness have seen a great light. Those who are sitting in the shadow of death, unto them has a great light shined. I don't know who you are in this crowd. It's quite a crowd. But the Almighty God will locate you tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Jesus said, who touched me? And very soon she was identified.
Like where Adamo.
In John chapter 5 verse 2 to 9. John 5 verse 2 to 9. There was a crowd at
Bethesda.
But God identified one man who had been there for 38 years. And gave him his miracle. Many of you have been waiting for a partner for years. God will identify you tonight. And God did more than that. He made sure she was brought forward. God revealed her. She was brought out of hiding. In Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Luke 1 verse 80. The Bible made it clear there is a day called the day of revelation. The day of showing. And there are some of you that up to now, all your qualities are hidden by the enemy. Your day of revelation will come.
Amen.
And not only that, because the Lord brought her into the open, she was advertised. Everybody saw.
Ah, this is the lady who got a miracle.
Ah, obinrin lo ri ise iyanu.
This lady who had been sick all this year have been healed.
Obinrin lo ti ise isan fun gbadun yin lo ti de ni iwosan bayi.
This lady who have been suffering.
Lo ti n jise jiya.
Her sufferings are over.
O ti di pe ise ti tanu aye
re. Everybody suddenly began to talk about her.
Olukuluku lojiji na ti bere si ni so nipa re.
The Lord advertised her.
Olorun Oluwa kede re faye.
All of you who are singles.
Gbogbo yin te wa nipo apon.
The Lord himself will advertise
you. Oluwa ti kanara re yo kede yin faye.
And then the Lord blessed her.
Oluwa wa sure fun.
He said, go in peace.
Ni ma lo lalafia.
You already whole.
It's
where we two now.
The
Lord bless
you.
And when God blesses, nobody can curse. In Numbers 23, verse 19 to 20. Thank you, Father. Somebody just said,
and they
Lord, when will the sun rise for me?
Pe Oluwa nigba Olorun o la ti o tan fun un.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Oluwa ni so fun.
Tomorrow morning.
Ni owuro la yi. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Ese baba.
The Lord said there is a woman here.
Oluwa ni obirin kan be nibi.
He said very soon.
Oni laipe.
There will be a healthy shaking in your womb.
Wi pe mimi to je ti ilera yo waye ninu ile omo re.
Thank you, Father.
Ese baba.
The Lord said there is someone here to
know. He
said from now on,
you
will no longer be a victim of frustration.
Amen. Oh, ni je ni ti ajalu ijakule yo je ipin re mo laye. Amen.
Amen. I want to say amen to the next.
O shami sele yi mo si gbe to re mi.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
He
said, beginning from now, destiny will begin to pull you up.
Amen. I am all my father.
So heaven moved for this woman. Her physical problem was solved. Her financial problem was solved. Her spiritual problem was solved. God located her. God identified her. God revealed her. God advertised her. God blessed her. All these shall be your testimonies in Jesus'
name.
So, now that you are about to marry, let me share a little bit of advice. I said, now that you're about to marry, I thought some people would say amen.
maybe
you didn't believe me.
Oh yeah, Baba Baba.
Do you think I decide what will be the theme for a Holy Ghost service? No, it's Daddy who decides. And if he decides, it's because he wants to do something. So, some people, very soon, for you, the wedding bell will ring. But then, before you now go ahead, because you are going to marry now, whether the devil likes it or not, there are certain things that I must tell you. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. Through wisdom is an house builded.
And by understanding, it is established.
Oye Eliasi fi fidi re kale.
And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
Nipa imo ni yara fi kun fun oniruru oro iyebiye ati didun.
You want to marry?
O fe se igbeyawo.
You need knowledge.
Onilo imo.
Understanding.
Onilo oye.
And wisdom.
Ati ogbon.
And what I'm about to say is also good for those who are already married.
Oh, the boy, we know. Oh, see, there are four other things. Lokolaya.
It is especially for those of you who, before the end of this year, now, will be saying, "I do."
Papa, oh, my friend, you are doing. Don't put in there. Don't put Moshebe.
You need knowledge.
And you know, man.
And I believe I'm qualified to talk to you on this. I've been on this journey of marriage now for almost 40 years. So I can talk about this thing. Don't marry for beauty's sake. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30.
Iwe owe ori kokole ni ogbon ese ogbon.
Proverbs 31, verse 30.
Iwe owe ori kokole ni ogbon ese ogbon.
Says,
o wi pe,
favor is deceitful.
Oni oju dada li etan.
Ni etan.
Li etan.
And beauty is vain.
E wa si ja si asan.
A woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Don't marry for beauty's sake. Because there are beautiful witches. And there are handsome arm robbers. It was Luth.
Luth.
Ask me to learn. Several years ago, I went to conduct a program for the Nurses Fellowship. When I finished and I was leaving, one very beautiful lady ran after me. And I'm telling you, this lady was beautiful.
And
he said, "Sir, after listening to you tonight, I want my problem solved." I said, "What's your problem?" She said, "I have three eyes. There's one right in my forehead. And with it I can see into the womb of married people. And any child I see, if I don't like the mother, I can kill the baby right in the womb.
Ani omo to un ba ri ninu bo wo ba ti ni fe ya re ninu oyun be lo won pomo na mo.
I pray you will not marry the wrong fellow.
Amen. Mo gba ladura ko ni siyan o ni si fe.
But thank God there is power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Adupe Olorun pe agbara nbe ninu orupo nla Jesu.
I touched that particular eye and it went blind.
Baba for what told you? And
if there is any beautiful witch
here tonight,
in that mighty name of Jesus
Christ,
you will never fly again.
Oh, ni fomo. Amen.
Don't marry for beauty's sake. It's only a woman that fears the Lord that shall be praised. It is better to be single than to marry the wrong person.
Ani o dara ke yan wa ni ohun nikan ju ko siyan lo.
If you don't believe me, ask Samson.
Oh, baba mi gbo iwo bere lo Samson.
In Judges 16.
Inu ni dajo ori kanidi ni ogun.
From verse 4 to 21.
Ese kerin si kokan le ni ogun.
Judges 16.
Iwo ni dajo ori kanidi ni ogun.
4 to 21.
Ese kerin si kokan le ni ogun.
Delilah was beautiful.
Delilah mo rewa.
And she brought Samson down.
O si ri pe afigba to n ba ti Samson je to pada.
And she didn't hide.
But there are people.
She asked him directly.
Oh, be ni bangba ni pe.
What is the source of your power?
Ni bolori sun wa musagbara re wa.
How can you be bound so that you can be tormented?
Ani bawo la se le de o to wa den ta fi ya je.
She asked him.
Oh, be le.
Point blank.
Ni bangba ko ti e fibo.
The only thing is, it was already too late. Samson was already married to her. Those of you who are already married to the wrong fellow, there be deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. I've told you this story. I'm talking from experience. There is a woman who the husband brought and said, my wife is possessed. And in those days, we didn't know all we know now. And we were casting out demons. Come out in Jesus' name.
I
command you, come out. And nothing happened. After some time, we asked. Well, that's the Almighty God. What's going on? God said, you are casting out demons from a woman who does not want to be free. Woman, don't you want to be free? She said, no. Why not? He said, the power I use in controlling my husband, you want to take it away? He said, he's the one who would drive me to the house of my boyfriend. I will ask him to sit down in the car. I will go upstairs, enjoy myself till I'm satisfied. And when I come back, he will say, welcome. Everybody here tonight, already in bondage, you'll be free in Jesus' name. It is better to be single than to marry the wrong person. If you don't believe me, ask Abigail. In 1 Samuel 25, verse 2 to 35. 1
Samuel 25,
verse 2 to 35. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here
too.
He said, those who are laughing at you now, if they know what I'm about to do for you, they will stop laughing.
Amen.
Abigail said with her own mouth, he said, I'm married to a fool. He said, Nabal is his name. And Nabal means a fool. He says, he's the son of
Belial.
She knew it. But she was married to him. And it was too late. It's better to be single than to marry the wrong fellow. One of my friends,
friends told me, I want to divorce my wife and marry another. I said, don't do it. He said, why not? If you do so, you will end up in hell. He said, is that all? I said, is that not enough? He said, where have I been since the day I married? I pray for all of you who are yet to marry. You will not marry the wrong fellow. Because anybody who marries the wrong fellow is in hell from this earth. But if you marry the right fellow, there will be heaven in your home. You should ask me, I know. One of the things I thank the Almighty God for more than anything else apart from my salvation is that he gave me my own wife. That's why there is heaven in my home. There will be heaven in your own home also in Jesus' name. You need knowledge. And you need understanding. You need understanding. So that you don't marry for wealth's sake. Why? Proverbs 23 verse 5. He said riches can develop wings and fly away. There are people who were rich once, who are no longer rich. If you marry for wealth, wealth can disappear. Can disappear. Not only that, Proverbs 17 verse 1. Proverbs 17 verse 1 says, a dry muscle with peace thereby is better than a house full of slaughtered meat with strife thereby. You see a wealthy fellow swimming in wealth, and yet he's single. Watch out. Because the elders have a saying. You see a hen in the market, and you rush at it. If it laid 20 and hatched 20, will the owner want to sell? That wealthy man, who should have married 20 years ago, and is still single. Don't you know there might be something funny? One lady came to us. Glory be to God, I found the perfect man. God has blessed him. He's very wealthy. I said, How old? Well, not very old. But just middle age. I see never married. Well, I think he had married before. But the wife died. So he is free to marry again. Something in us press for that. How many wives had he had before? I didn't ask. Go and find out. He had been married 5 times.
Nígbà márùn-ún ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ló ti níyàwó.
And they all died.
Gbogbo wọn sì fòṣánlẹ̀ wọn kú.
And you want to go be one of
them?
You want to be number 64? I pray for you once again. All you, my sons and daughters, you will not enter the wrong house. Don't marry the jobless. Don't marry those emergency contractors whose office is in their
briefcase.
All those who say they are in forwarding and backwarding. Be sure they have the
job.
Some of them are just looking for a woman who will be feeding them. The Bible says, he who will not work should not eat. Not even talk of marriage. If they will not work, they should not eat.
Only
you go to work and they sit down at home watching CNN. And then you bring your salary and they begin to consume it. Wait till God gives you the right fellow. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 9. Proverbs 18 verse
9.
It said the slothful is a brother to a great waster. You are paying your tithe. There is no reason why a destroyer should destroy you. Don't marry the jobless. Don't say, I must marry at all costs. No. You must wait for the right person. You need wisdom. Love may be blind, but marriage will open his eyes. But wisdom will keep his eyes open all the time. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. Proverbs 4, verse 5 to 9. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. With all your understanding, get wisdom. With all your getting, get understanding. Proverbs 14, verse 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. Says a wise woman builds a house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. When you marry, your marriage will stay in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But you need the wisdom of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 12. Says wisdom is a defense. It's something that will defend you from everything that the enemy may want to throw at your marriage. Oh, thank you, my Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, those who are trying to choke you shall be choked.
Amen.
You need wisdom. After you get married,
Because it's one thing to be married, it's another thing to remain married.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun kan ni láti ní ìgbéyàwó, láti ṣe ìgbéyàwó, ohun kan ni láti wà ní ipò ìgbéyàwó ìtìtì ayé.
It's better that when you are writing your CV, you write single than that you write divorced.
Ó dára tó bá ń kọ ìwé tó fẹ́ fi wáṣẹ́ tàbí tó fẹ́ fi ṣe nǹkan ní ọjọ́ ọ̀la. Ó sàn kó kọ pé ó ṣì wà nípò àkọ́jú pé kó sọ pé nígbà kan àná ó wà ní ipò ìgbéyàwó ṣùgbọ́n ní ìsinyìí ó ti padà sílé bàbá rẹ̀ ó ti dilé mọ́ṣú.
The way is open.
Ọ̀nà ti la o.
You are going to marry.
Ó ṣègbéyàwó.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ ńlá ti Jésù.
You will marry the right fellow.
Ó kọ ó tẹ ẹni tó tọ̀nà.
But after you are married.
Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́yìn tó bá ti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
You need wisdom.
O nílò ọgbọ́n Ọlọ́run fi ṣe.
And I will give you just one more example and then we'll round up.
Mo fún yín ní àpẹẹrẹ kan sí, a ó sì mọ gbogbo wá sí ìdáná dúró.
I mean for this session.
Fún ìpele yìí.
I was 25 years old when I got married.
Bàbá jẹ́ ọmọ ọdún mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dọ́gbọ̀n nígbà tí wọ́n ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
And my wife was younger than I.
Ìyàwó wọn ọjọ́ orí wọn ò sì tó ti bàbá.
And so people were coming to our home.
Àwọn èèyàn sì wá sílé wọn.
They would look at us.
Wọ́n á wò wọ́n.
In those days, 40 years ago.
Ní ogójì ọdún sẹ́yìn là ń wí yo.
If a man marries at 25, he married early.
Ní èèyàn bá fẹ́yàwó ní ọmọ ọdún mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dọ́gbọ̀n, ó tètè fẹ́yàwó.
They looked at us and said, ah.
Wọ́n á tún wò wọ́n títí wọ́n ní.
Young husband, young wife.
Ìyàwó ọ̀ṣìnkín, ọkọ náà ọ̀ṣìnkín.
We hope you won't quarrel.
A rò pé ìjà ò ní pẹ́ta láàrin yín o.
Young wife, young husband.
Ọkọ ọdọ ọmọdé, ìyàwó ọdọ ọmọdé.
We hope you won't quarrel.
A rò pé ìjà ò ní pẹ́ta láàrin yín o.
After some time.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà díẹ̀.
I called my wife.
Bàbá pe ìyàwó.
I said, my dear.
Wọ́n ní olùfẹ́.
It looks as if these people are expecting us to quarrel.
Ó dàbí pé àwọn èèyàn yìí ń retí pé àájà.
Let us disappoint them.
Ẹ jẹ́ ajá wọn kulẹ̀.
I said, let's reach an agreement.
Mo ní jẹ́ ká fìmọ̀ ṣọ̀kan báyìí.
That whenever I'm angry.
Bí nígbà tí àwọn bá ń bínú gẹ́gẹ́ bí baálé ilé.
You keep quiet.
Ìwọ fanu rẹ mọ, má sọ̀rọ̀.
When you are angry.
Ìgbàanú bá ń bí ọba jẹ́ olùkọ́kọ́ mú ìgbà àbínú.
And we keep quiet.
Èmi ò ní jẹ́ oṣù ọmọlẹ̀, n ó dákẹ́.
Glory be to God.
Ogo ni fún Ọlọ́run.
And we began to practice that.
A sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fẹ́ léèsì ṣe.
Whenever I was angry, she would keep quiet.
Nígbàkigbà tí ló bá ń bí bàbá, mọ̀mọ́ adákẹ́.
And when she's angry.
Nígbà tí mọ̀mọ́ bá ń bínú.
Because as a man, keeping quiet is not very easy for a man.
Torí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkùnrin àti panumọ́ ò rọrùn.
Whenever she's angry.
Nígbàkigbà tó bá ń bínú.
I get out of the house.
Àbá múṣẹ́ tí wọ́n wá jáde.
At least if I don't hear what she's saying, I won't reply.
Nígbà tí ìgbàgbọ́ ohun tó kú wí ìní dá lóhùn.
And we continue like that.
A sì tẹ̀síwájú báyìí.
Then one day.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ọjọ́ kan.
Satan wanted to trap us.
Níṣe Sàtánì fẹ́ fún wọn ní àkámọ́.
We were returning from Ilesha to Lagos.
Wọ́n ń bọ̀ padà láti ìlú Ilesha sí ìlú Èkó.
I was driving.
Àwọn ń wakọ̀.
She was sitting in the passenger seat.
Àwọn jókòó lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ bàbá ń bẹ̀.
Just the two of us.
Àwọn méjì péré náà wà nínú ọkọ̀.
And she was offended.
Mo dánú bí.
And she, I was guilty. I was really guilty.
Lónìí mo gbà pé mo jẹ̀bi ọ̀rọ̀ náà ní ọjọ́ náà.
And so she was giving it to me.
Lójú pálí ni mọ̀mọ́ ń yọ fún wọn lábẹ́ ṣí àtọ́jókòó sí. Tán lẹ̀ mọ́ bàbá bọ́ ti ń tukọ̀ lọ.
And I was driving.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni bàbá sì ń wakọ̀ lọ.
So there is no way I can run to.
Kò sí bí mo lè mú ṣẹ́ẹ̀tì kí n wá sá lọ báyìí lójú òpópónà mọ́rosẹ̀.
When I couldn't bear it any longer.
Nígbà tí n lè fara dà mọ́.
Rather than reply.
Èyí tí bàbá fi dáhùn.
I parked the car.
Bàbá gbé ọkọ̀ pátì.
Got out of the car.
Mo jáde kúrò ní ọkọ̀.
Began to walk back towards Ilesha.
Àwọn wá kọjú sọ́nà Ilesha, wọ́n ń padà lọ síbẹ̀.
I walked.
Wọ́n rìn.
Till I got to a village.
Títí náà fi dé abúlé kankan.
Bought a pawpaw there.
Wọ́n ra ìbẹ́pẹ́ ńbẹ̀.
Ate half of it.
Wọ́n jẹ nínú rẹ̀, wọ́n jẹ dájì.
And returned with the remaining half.
Wọ́n wá gbé dájì tó kù, wọ́n gbé lọ fún màmá.
At that time, she didn't know how to drive.
Ní àkókò yìí wọ́n tí mo bọ́ ṣe ń wakọ̀.
So she thought I had abandoned her.
Mo rò pé ti ju àwọn ọlẹ́sìn lọ́kọ̀.
When she saw me coming, she was relieved.
Nígbà tí wọ́n rí wọn tó ń bọ̀, inú wọn dùn.
So I enter, I give her the half pawpaw.
Baba wole won fun ni ore laja idaji bepe aya mi ma je aja.
And that was the end of the problem.
Ope wahala re o.
We have been married 40 years. Nobody ever settled a quarrel for the two of us. Nobody. Because God gave us wisdom. You need wisdom to build your house. You need understanding to establish it. You need knowledge to fill your house with treasures. Those of you who are married, you men, who would look at your wife and say, useless fellow. If she's useless, you chose her, it means your decision was a useless decision. It means your own head is not correct. And
you,
go ahead, give the Lord a big hand of
applause.
And you, woman, who have no respect for your husband, and call your husband a useless man.
It's
your head. If you say your head is useless, then you know who you are. Let the brother shout
hallelujah.
I pray that from tonight, in every home, there be peace. There be harmony. There be joy. Don't forget, the elders have a saying. He's the owner of the plate who will say it's a broken plate. And then they will use it to help him to carry dust. If you honor your husband, everybody will honor him. If you honor your wife, everybody will honor her. And whenever we see someone who is married, who is dishonoring his or her mate, that fellow is unreliable. Don't rely on that fellow. Don't give him a job. When they were going to send a man to the moon for the first time, one of the conditions was that he must be married and must have at least two children. They believe that after that he will be matured. He will be responsible. He can be trusted to go to the moon and come back. Those of you already married, whatever may be the problems in your home, the Almighty God will help you solve that problem. Let me remind you one more time. Any home that is going to know peace, you must let Jesus reign supreme. In every home, you must pray before you sleep. That's one thing that also helped my marriage tremendously. The two of you can't pray together if you are quarreling. And so, even if we are quarreling, It means we must settle before we sleep.
Because
before we sleep, we will pray. And we can't pray when there is a quarrel. And so we will have to settle the quarrel before we pray, before we sleep. The same will begin to happen in your homes in Jesus' name. In conclusion, Psalm 127. Verse 1. Oh, thank you, my Father. The Lord says, there is someone here. Simply says, the heart that used to know ceaseless sorrow will soon begin to know ceaseless joy.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Ami Oluwa.
The Lord said there is someone here.
Oluwa ni eniko wa nbi.
He said you will soon be so full of joy.
Oni o to ko fun ayo to bege laipe yi.
That you will say to God.
To wi fun Olorun fun rara re.
If this is a dream,
Oluwa,
I don't want to wake up. I say amen to that one. Psalm 127 verse
1
says, except the Lord builds the house, the labor in vain that. That's why you need to commit your life and future into the hand of God. David said, my times are in your hand.
David is a
my times. My future. My marriage are in your hand, so. That's why those of you who are not yet born again, those of you who have not yet surrendered your life to
Jesus,
don't take one step further before surrendering to Jesus. If you are here tonight and you are not sure of your salvation, come and surrender your life to Jesus. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the only one who can take care of your tomorrow. Come and surrender your life to Jesus now. He's the one who knows the right fellow for you to marry. He's the one who can guide you. Come and surrender your life to Jesus. Begin to come now. My Father, my God, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come forward tonight. You promised, Lord, that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. They have come to you now. Father,
Baba,
receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins in Jesus' name. Everything that they had ever done wrong, please wipe it away with your blood in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, whenever they call on you, please answer them in Jesus' name. And whatever may be their individual problems, solve today in Jesus' name. And let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us to pray for just a few minutes. And I want you to pray with all your heart. Almost every one of us has someone in our family who should be married by now, who is not yet married.
Ninu ebi wa to ye ko ti wa nile oko tabi ko ti laya bayi ti won ko si ti ni ipo yi.
If you are single,
to ba je akan,
You want to cry to God that you will not marry the wrong fellow. If you are a parent and you have children, you want to cry to God that your children will not marry the wrong fellow. If you are not even a parent yet, and you have a brother or a sister who is not yet married, you want to cry to God that they won't marry the wrong fellow. So shall we please stand and lift our voice to the Almighty
God?
So Father, please, because of tonight, don't let any of my children marry the wrong fellow. Please open your mouth and cry to the Almighty. Cry to the Almighty. Please, my Father and my God.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.